Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Gary, what can you tell us about the latest with regards to the battery storage system legislation that's going through the West Seneca Town Board right now? Our understanding is it did not come to a vote on Monday. So what is the legislation and kind of where things stand right now?
You're right. We didn't vote on it yet. This came about as a result of the governor's initiative last year following a number of fires in Western New York. And she said, hey, we want to pause it. We want to have a fire task force look at it and see what are best practices. So we put in a moratorium. The state task force issued its report. So then we came up with what we thought was a quite robust number of regulations for these battery storage facilities. We were going to include all of them, but when we had the public hearing and also heard from the other town board members, it was pretty clear that nobody wanted to have these large industrial utility scale battery storage systems. So we dropped that from our local law. So we're not going to allow them at all. And we're just going to allow either home ones or smaller ones that are used by companies as part of their business. Like if a company needs a backup, they can do that. But it's not going to be these gigantic, you know, utility scale battery storage facilities. So we're still tweaking it. I expect that we'll probably pass allowing these what we call tier one and tier two battery storage systems at the next town board meeting. The main issue was how much setback do we want from residential property.
What are the biggest concerns right now, whether it's from residents or lawmakers in the town with regards to the battery storage systems here?
Well, the biggest is fire. Every expert will admit that the only way to fight the fire is to let it burn out. It's almost impossible to put them out once they get going. Now I understand that, there's a lot of safeguards, but that's of concern to people. And if it's, if it was out in the middle of nowhere, that's one thing. But if it was, if it was in, 500 feet or even 1,000 feet of residences, that's something else. And then, what kind of chemicals are released in the fires? Those are also of concern to people. I understand the battery technology evolves, but for now, we just don't want to have the biggest utility scale installations in our town. We're pretty built up. There's not a lot of green space, so we just felt it wasn't really appropriate for our town.
And I know that you're mentioning that the town is still working through to amend this piece of legislation. Are you confident that I think the next town board meeting I saw was August 25th, that you will have the ability to vote there? Or do you feel that maybe this could continue to be pushed down a little bit more as time goes?
No, I'm pretty sure we're going to come up with it. Our moratorium ends at the end of August. We could extend it for a month or two if we wanted to do more discussion, but I'm pretty sure really the only remaining issue is the setback from those facilities to residential locations. So I'm pretty sure we're just about there. So I expect it to be passed at the next town board meeting.
Great. Gary, anything else that you care to add to our conversation that maybe we left out?
Just that we take pride in listening to our residents. Obviously, residents don't always speak with one voice, but I think in this particular instance, it's pretty unanimous that people don't want these large battery storage facilities really anywhere near residential areas.